lots of turns with that old youth. I know I'd been in... It was the same time as I was telling you about this grave in cemetery. I went... After I'd had this one from Nottingham, I went and I'd filled it up and that sort of thing, and then I got started this other one, and they come across to me. And you, the next morning, good morning, I said, good morning. And they said, what did I do with them fees from the funeral yesterday? Say, the fees, the burial fees. Well, I said, they were mine. I said, and I paid the official clergyman out. His share. I knew right, I got out sticking out, weaving into bed. No right, I took it to him. So I had to get it to him. I said, what the hell is that? They got their weight, I said, it's not their weight. I had to give it to him and he'd have paid me out with a cheque. Well, I said, that's what I've done, wait. I said, and that's an ant out. Oh, and I carried on swinging out stick about, brother. I jumped out of this grave I was in. I was down about 2 foot. I jumped out, and Miss Bailey me on, and I went down, I was here. Get the wee end out, I said, and down this end. I said, I want to do another bloody stroke at it, I said. I clapped the bad devil, you know. Of course, I know he couldn't have done. So I kept on wrangling, so I walked off round the cemetery, away from him. I let my son, I let him go. I walked around the cemetery thinking he'd go away. So I did naturally sneak away from him, and I went off down the road. So after he was gone, I comes out of the cemetery and I comes round to this church. Where he'd been to, I didn't know, but I come along the road and through the gate and we're going across the cemetery. And because I was lounging round like this, looking at the church like what time it was. I went back with the white hat to have a drink. That's what I was after. And so my wife were in the church cleaning at the same time. And so I was going along and, of course, I was stepped off with work onto the grass, you know, and going along, lounging round, look at, say, church clock. All at once, this old devil come sneaking along behind me. And I never heard him, because I'd walked off the path and onto the grass, and I never heard him till he was... Come on, you old chap, he says, and have a bit of tobacco, he said. Don't be silly. Well, I was jumped at it, you know. And I thought, that's funny. So I turned round, I said, need him up there, and be bloody back, I said, like that. I said, if you follow my bite, I said, I'll put you on the bloody back here, I said, in about 2 minutes, I said. And, of course, I left him and I went off into the church to the missus. And I went dingling off down the road and so I told the missus about this affair. Oh, it's a technical notice on him. Technical notice on him. And so I come out at another door and I walked round the bottom side of the churchyard and come out through the gates and went and been working my road round into the White Hart back road. See? And at the same time, this old devil, I was just down straight below this pub, talking to somebody. So sometimes I goes in, the youth, the landlord, well, he was, helped his mother. So I went in, point, I said, ah. And they were fetch it. I said, how do you know they fetch it me yet? Because it wanted about 10:45, see? I said, I've just been having to turn me out, Enoch, I said, it's cemetery here, I said. I said, and if I was just below, I said, I saw me down straight here. I said, if he comes back, I said, and says, may come in. I said, I'll come in, I said, and I'll do that and my now fulfilling me, say, before time. So I got to the window and watched. And I signed him down straight till time was up. And then they fetched me this here beer. And so I stopped in. Oh, I stopped in at 2 or 3. And then I come out and I come up home here and have me dinner.